move on to the issue of support for carers, because 1 in 8 people are currently providing unpaid care for loved ones in Ireland. And a motion on supports for carers was before the Dáil this morning. Gabby, who is it from and what have they got to say?
Yes, so it was a group of regional TDs, and they're looking to scrap this means test for carers. Now, in fairness, the conversation around this has been going on for really quite some time. And in an interview that I did with Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys, actually the week of those two ill-fated referendums, she did say that the government is going to review that means test. And she also strongly suggested that carers will be able to access payments. More carers will be able to access those payments after the review. Now, of course, we hear those stories of, you know, those human interest stories of carers who, you know, the amount of hours that they put in every single week, the amount of money that they save the state through their own hard work, and perhaps they're not recognised as they rightfully should be. When it comes to the issue of carers now, the government really is in an awkward position because, of course, the referendum really did not go according to their own plan. And so I think now, whenever or anything that they try and do for carers, they're going to feel like they probably can't put a foot right now before the referendum vote. Minister Humphreys said that, you know, if there is a yes vote, she will have a strengthened hand to fight for more money for carers in the budget. That did not go down very well, with particularly some of the vote no side. But I think certainly we'll see that this will form a part of budgetary negotiations, which have, it's certainly the speculation around the budget has started earlier. Every single year we're talking about it in April, but we are expecting very much so a giveaway budget, and I expect that carers will be a part of that as well.
All right, Matt Shannon, it was the regional group who brought this this motion forward. How much will it cost and why do you want it?
Well, the question how much will it cost is a little bit murky, to be honest. The minister came in at the start, and by the way, Minister Humphreys wasn't there to take the debate today, which we were a bit disappointed at. That's the second time we've brought a private member's motion where the line minister has failed to turn up. But anyway, the figures that were given in the minister's statement was suggesting that these changes could cost the state in excess of €600 million per year. The Parliamentary Budget Office at the same time came in with a figure of €375 million. So quite a bit of disparity, but I suppose
the other question is, how much does unpaid care save the state?
And there you go. And I made the point to someone earlier today, I've been in Dáil debates and listened where we're talking about residential care there for people with intellectual disability costing up to €6,000-7,000 per week. And it seems that the state, when it has to, can find that type of money. But yet we can't acknowledge, you know, the tremendous work that family carers are doing in the country. And that was the basis of our motion this morning, to try and accelerate the thinking and to get recognition for, in terms of payment, in terms of abolishing a means test, which is effectively, it's cruel to people, you know, because if they have, you know, it's causing lots of problems in families where, you know, it becomes a single income family. Oftentimes if the husband is working well, because the wife, it's not worth their while, so she just stay at home. And I don't think that's fair. And I think that what we propose is fair. Look at the burden of care and pay for that, regardless of the means of the family concerned.
All right. Tim Lombard, during the financial crisis and calls for means testing some universal benefits like child benefit, argument that came back from the Department of Social Protection was it was too complicated and too costly, and arguably, you know, might not yield the savings people thought it might yield. So why is there a means test for carers allowance and why is there not a means test for child benefit?
Yeah, that universal payment of child benefit is there before my time, without shadow of a doubt. What I would say is that we are looking into this. There's an interdepartmental group that's now sitting, which will have a report put in place before the end of the year. And on the back of that recommendations, the minister is going to bring forward her own report and her own recommendations. We very much value the carers in society. We realise they're a really benefit to everyone and what they achieve. And it's about trying to make sure we have a fair and equitable system to protect them and to protect the people that they work for. The motion this morning that Minister Humphreys wasn't there for because she had another engagement, I think, wasn't opposed by the government itself. We're very much aware of the good work that the carers do. And what I would say here tonight is that this group will report before the budget, and we should have a significant step forward towards this. So look, like, we're going the right direction. Minister Humphreys has been very strong on reform. She's been really powerful in making sure that the system is going to be reformed. And the step we've seen in the last few months has proven that on other issues, you know.
All right. Pat Daly, are you reassured?
No, you asked the question yourself, Colm, how much does the state save by the contribution of carers? And the answer is 20 billion a year. And that's from research from Family Carers Ireland. But there is no doubt about it that carers are the most underfunded, the most neglected, the most ignored in this country. And I recently attended a meeting at Kerry Parents and Friends about the closure of Cushna Féile, which was a house where people from generally North Kerry could go to, and their child could attend there to give them a bit of a break. And that has been closed, and it doesn't look like it's going to open.
Do you support the motion?
Anytime soon. We support the motion, yes. The family carers, you know, they feel in the meetings that I've had with them, they feel that they always have to fight. They're struggling all the time. And
Is this something your own party has proposed, scrapping the means test for carers, you know?
Well, we had actually proposed an increase for €15 per week, and we were hoping that would come in January of 2024, not in June.
€15 a week increase for people who are currently getting it, as opposed to changing the means test, is it?
We also proposed increasing the carer support grant to €2,000 per year for those families. But we hear from them all the time, from family carers, that they are lonelier, they're more isolated, they're in poorer health. Right.
So could you see your policy changing on this then?
In relation to
scrapping the means test?
Yes, I could see that happening. Yeah. I mean, something definitely has to be done for the family. They're always praised, the family carers, but when it comes down to it, then, you know, if there is an increase, it's put back, and that takes its toll not only on the family unit but on the physical and mental health of the people who have to have often 24-hour caring duties.
All right. This means test issue, Gabby, is one of these things. It's a kind of a vexed issue that regularly comes up. Can you see with the way things have gone? You mentioned the referendum there, which 20 million was spent on in and of itself, or the referendums. Could you see a motion like this potentially being well received in government?
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly while there's money in the state coffers, this could be seen as a really positive thing that the government can do. We know that this group of civil servants has been set up and they're going to look at that means test. But certainly from hearing the way that Heather Humphreys has been speaking on it, I mean, certainly she very strongly suggested that means test, you know, would be eventually done away with. Perhaps maybe it's just a little bit too early in the budgetary process. But I think it is, you know, it would be something very positive for the government to do. I think it's interesting that Sinn Féin are not necessarily even calling for it themselves, and perhaps maybe the government might even be a little bit ahead of them on it. But certainly, you know, when you look at the tough time that the government had with the two referendums, and of course one of them was on carers, you know, really how badly that turned out. Certainly we've seen Simon Harris, ever since he come into office, he's had this, he's ditched maybe perhaps some of the more maybe difficult policy areas. So this may be seen as a bit more of an easier win for him.
All right, Padel, you want to respond to that?
We have repeatedly called for a review of the means testing and the rules around the working hours, you know, the 18.5-hour working hours. And we've sought a commitment from Minister Humphreys. Obviously, she wasn't there today. I'm not sure what response was given by the government. But we do want to increase the income thresholds as well, which will result then in higher payments for the current recipients to help them in looking after and saving the state so much money.
Matt Shannon, the Commission on Tax and Welfare, Barra Rowntree, who's an associate professor in Trinity College, said there's a quote from an article that was, I think, published in the Sunday Independent on this. It says it's a tricky one, particularly in the care space. If you were to go in the other direction and say, we're not going to means test people whatsoever, that creates, he says, some funny incentives on the other side where you're going to provide support for people who may not really need that support. So if you're going to provide a universal benefit and the demographics of the country are going the way they're going, could you see a situation where the costs of this are only going to go in one direction?
Well, the costs may only go in one direction, but the savings are also only going in one direction. And the other thing I'd say is if you put money into the economy, into carers, the amount of people that are going to be actually putting that into a reserve, and if they are, it'll probably be for the future of their kids when they're not there to care for them.
And on that, I suppose this issue of the savings threshold when it comes to people being eligible for the care allowance is a particular bugbear of carers as well. People who try to put money by once it hits a particular tipping point, I think it has been increased to 50,000 up from, was it 20,000 to 50,000. Yep. But once it hits that figure, then they could lose the carer's allowance.
And there's also the issue, and that's one issue, but there's also the issue of recognition for what people are doing. And, you know, we all want to do meaningful work, but yet what we're saying to some people, predominantly women, by the way, in society, those that are caring, and 25% of the carers are caring for more than two people, they're responsible for. And we're saying to them what they do every day is not valued, regardless what money they have themselves. What we're saying to them is the state does not value what you're doing. And I think that is one of the reasons why people are saying that they're, you know, mentally struggling, that they're finding it a burden. And we should recognise the care platform. And as has already been outlined, if the state had to pay for even a small percentage of the care that's happening here, yes, we would not be able to pay for it if we were paying the normal rates.
All right. Coming from the department itself, the department says that this payment is not to offset the cost of actually caring. It's to compensate the person for their inability to work whilst providing that care. Now, that could be somebody from whatever circumstances, couldn't it, Tim Lombard? I mean, it's placing a value on the work.
So the couple would receive earnings up to something like €900 a week with savings of €50,000. That's the threshold there at the moment. We're putting roughly €1.7 billion into that entire package, whether it is the carer's allowance payment, the carer's benefit, all these.
But you could have elderly parents where the caring burden has taken, and I don't mean to refer as to a burden in their minds, but the simple facts of the impact on their health. They might be saving towards nursing home care. They might be trying to look at extra private provision for their children who have high caring needs for after their time has gone. So it's, do you see why this is potentially viewed by carers as a very difficult penalisation of their circumstances?
And we deal, unfortunately, with people who do this application form on a weekly basis in the office. Look, the amount of people who are getting carers allowance gone up by 50% since 2015. The system has moved in the right direction. This committee that's set up by the minister, by her officials, is a really positive step. And I think that's what we need to get out, that there has been movement. We have been listening to the concerns of people. And the carers do such an amazing job in society. We just need to protect them. And I do think, though, we need to see movement in the next few months. And I'm quite confident the minister herself has stated that she's moving in that direction.
You wanted to come back to something Gabby Gadovitz-Guida said there a moment ago, did you? You wanted to come in. She was talking about...
That was a moment ago. That's passed me, I'd say.
That's the moment has passed. Pat Daly, when it comes to, I suppose, drawing up the next budget, the figures are going to have to be arrived at in terms of costing this in the next budget. Do you know at this stage whose figure Sinn Féin agrees with? Would it be the €600 million figure for the cost of scrapping the means test, if indeed you do go all the way in backing it, or the €300 million? What would be your instinct on that?
I probably want to talk to someone who's a little bit better qualified than I am to go through all of that with you. But we have called for the review. We've already had many calls to have it increased. But I'd just like to say, I thought it was very interesting when I was on the assisted dying committee that we had someone from the Netherlands in, and they said that where there was better, what they call volunteers in the Netherlands, carers and home help, that the rate of people who were applying for assisted dying was actually way, way less than in other areas where there wasn't the same supports. So it's essential from not only from a financial point of view, from mental health, even up to, you know, end of life, that something extra is given towards the carers to recognise. Because we, you know, it was, there has been talk about, you know, helping people to get into work or to education, but the reality is that not only do they not have the hours, but they're too exhausted a lot of the times to consider anything else apart from caring for their loved one. And that's something that came across particularly to me when I met the families in the Stoll a number of weeks ago.
Okie doke.
We met the family carers a number of times. The recognition is absolutely very important, I think, and that's one of the things that they were very strong on, you know, that this is really what they feel, this recognition from the state for what they're doing. A lot of them don't complain about it because they love their family members, and, you know, no one will do it better than they will, but just to recognise what they're doing properly.
Sure, and we'll go to the listeners on this before we go to a break and look at other issues. If carers didn't have to go through a means test, a lot more people would be able to care for family and more people would be able to stay at home rather than have to be in hospital. You don't need an economics degree to work out the cost of a few hours home help versus the cost of keeping someone in hospital, says Declan Carlow. And somebody else in touch saying, the reason I voted against the carers amendment because it weakened the government's obligation towards carers in the area of gender equality. How about a carers amendment that strengthens the government obligations in this area, says Aditi in Castle Dermot in County Kildare. We're going to take a break. We're going to have a look at what the Road Safety Authority were being asked before the Oireachtas Transport Committee after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.